Videos. We all use videos these days. I use them to supplement the topic I'm teaching in my assistive technology class. I show my students videos of various AT devices and how they are used in real life. It helps my students to put the content learned through text and lecture into a real life perspective. Nowadays, video production is exploding. It has become really easy to create a video, upload it on the web, and share it with the world. Raising bandwidth, lowered equipment costs, ease of editing, growing expectations of learners, this all make video a profound component of our learning efforts going forward. We learn better when knowledge is hierarchically organized. We build on the prior knowledge, and the rich content of the videos makes learning meaningful to the learners. Dr. Bonk gave some tips to the educators to use the videos as a teaching and a learning tool. Well, online videos should be used as an anchor or advanced organizer, or after discussion and activities as a class ender. Assign students to reflect on why or how you use them. Consider the length of video. Make sure it is less than 10 minutes and preferably under 4 minutes. Consider offering online video creation as an option. This can be a good option to foster student creativity. Instead of finding all course videos, offer the student the chance to find and show one or two free online videos. Very importantly, watch and approve all videos before selecting. Test whether the link is active or not. Have a backup video in case the video that you chose do not work or is taken down. Have a guide sheet, job aid, or scaffold to help students evaluate the validity of the sources. Now, this was educational perspective. The other very interesting part of today's class was different types of statistical results shared in the class relating to the use of videos. Did you know that 13 hours of video gets uploaded on YouTube per minute? Not only this, but people are collaborating via videos, allowing for more openness and free exchange. More and more companies are getting free advertisement and influence on the marketplace through videos. The article that I read gave very convincing statistical numbers to show that use of video sharing sites has nearly doubled from 2006 to 2009. In fact, video watching has been ranked the highest among various online activities like social networking, downloading podcasts, etc. This is not all. Video watching has grown across all ages. Even the senior citizens. It is not just a youth thing anymore. Beyond funny YouTube clips, most young adults have moved some of their television and movie watching online. Especially Americans who have cut back on cable or TV expenses, they are more likely to watch online video by connecting computer to their television screen. Even though I keep mentioning YouTube, nowadays there are literally thousands of video sharing sites to choose from. BBC News Video, CNN, Google Video, Yahoo Video, TeacherTube, Vimeo, Vidler, just to name the few. With all the talk about video, who do you think would be the audience? Well, many, ranging from instructors, formal and informal learners, to executives, administrators, consultants, training managers, keynote speakers, and even bloggers. Who knew that we would have so much to learn about videos? Oh, it's not over yet. I still have to tell you about a couple of interesting tidbits. Since quite some time, the internet telephone service provider Skype has allowed people to video call through computer. But now, in view of the advanced smartphones, Skype has introduced video chatting for iPhone users. This new feature comes in the latest version of Skype's iPhone app. The Android users are yet to see this utility in their phones. Rules are rules. But on the other hand, the girls realize that if they don't at least try, there is no chance of change. No. I didn't say that. Adora Stevak, who is just 13 years old, a child prodigy. She said this. She has already published 2 books and she is an advocate of literacy. She has been teaching since she was 7. In 2010, she appeared at the European Summit of International Schools and also visited Dubai Women's College, when she met many soon-to-become educators and teachers. A few of the students of Dubai Women's College got a chance to meet Miss Svitak, who helped them believe in the power of change. Check out the video making tools I'm sharing with this podcast. Some of them are so easy to use. Believe me, you'll end up making movies really quickly. Signing off now. See you all next week from the treasures from the open world.